SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A massive crowd lined up to pay respects before the funeral of a nursing student who police say was murdered by an illegal immigrant on the University of Georgia campus.
A funeral service for 22-year-old Lakin Riley was held Friday at Woodstock City Church in suburban Cherokee County north of Atlanta. It was not open to the media. People stood in a long line outside a church auditorium before the service to pay respects to Riley's family. Riley was enrolled in the Augusta Medical College's nursing program in Athens when she was found dead February 22nd on the neighboring UGA campus. She had gone jogging and didn't return home. Police have charged an illegal immigrant suspect with murder in her death. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Texas wildfires continue to burn.
The Smokehouse Creek fire, which began Monday, may have destroyed as many as 500 structures in the Texas panhandle. That's according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says homeowners there have nothing left.
When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone, completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
The fire has burned about 1,700 square miles and killed two people, and the weather is not helping. The National Weather Service forecast for the weekend warns of strong winds, relatively low humidity, and dry conditions. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, it's snowing in the Sierras. Closing arguments are over in the Georgia hearing to determine whether the Fulton County DA should be disqualified from former President Trump's election case. Defendants argue that Fannie Willis needs to be removed due to her sexual relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. The judge says he will have a decision within 2 weeks' time. This is SRN News. Evangelicals want action on illegal immigration.
According to a new survey by Lifeway Research, the surge in illegal border crossings during the Biden administration is worrying evangelical Christians. 80% want Congress to take action to stop the flow. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, "The urgency continues to grow for Congress to act this year to improve laws around immigration." The poll also finds that evangelicals are concerned for the welfare of illegal aliens and want to share the gospel with them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch continues to see depressed sales here in the U.S. due to a decline in demand for Bud Light. The company sparked a spontaneous boycott of the beer in 2023 after it decided to partner with a guy dressing like a woman. Anheuser-Busch reports that U.S. revenue declined 9.5% for the year, 17% in the fourth quarter, primarily due to the volume decline in Bud Light. This is SRN News. An attempt to serve an eviction notice ends in tragedy outside Kansas City.
Police in Independence, Missouri say a Jackson County court worker, Drexel Mack, was trying to serve an eviction notice when he was fatally shot. Responding to a 911 call, two city police officers responded to help him and were also shot, one fatally.
They were met with gunfire.
Independence Police Chief Adam Dustman.
Officer Cody Allen served this community not once but twice as an Independence police officer. He is a hero.
The suspect sustained minor injuries and is in custody. Dustman said the second officer underwent surgery and is expected to recover. Audio courtesy KMBC. I'm Jennifer King.
Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Democrat lawsuit trying to throw out the battleground state's congressional maps. The court on Friday said it would not hear the case that was filed in January by a group of Democrats. More details at SRNNews.com.